I'm a Modify. I'm a part of attrition.org staff. I'm going to be doing intro to scanners, basically showing Nmap and the flags and what shows up in the logs. So I'm going to start off. A scanner is a program that detects weakness on remote or local computer systems. Scanners attack TCP/IP ports and services such as Telnet and FTP and record the response from the target host. Scanners can reveal certain weaknesses in target hosts. However, attacker must know how to interpret these scans. They're not going to show you what's vulnerable. They're not going to tell you what kind of exploit to use. Ports are monitored by the INETD daemon, which is started at boot time. INETD reads the etc INETD comp file at boot time to determine which network services it is supposed to manage. These are all the services. You can comment them out, and they won't be started at boot time by putting a pound sign before them. In simple terms, port scanners probe a host and attempt to establish connection on every available port, one after another. This provides a roadmap of available services on a certain computer and can be used to launch an attack against the system. We're going to be showing Nmap, which is found at www.insecure.org/nmap. This system is running Slackware 3.5 with kernel 2.0.34. As you can see, port scanning is a very popular reconnaissance tool amongst hackers. Some of the other scanning techniques I'd like to mention is RPC info and show mount. It shows the RPC services that are running on a host. As you can see right off the bat, NFS. The other is show mount. This shows a list of exported file directories and who can mount them. If we did have an export list, it would be shown with the directories and who owns, who's allowed to. And when it shows it, if they show like a root directory, and sometimes you'll see anonymous, you can mount that by doing a mount minus T NFS target host colon whatever directory space slash mount. You cd into mount and you have control of the system. From there you could probably grab the password file and crack it or add your own entry. We're going to go into some of the flags of Nmap. You can learn more about Nmap by doing man Nmap or Nmap and pipe it to more. Gives you all the flags and what each one is associated to it. Some of the flags, Nmap minus ST host name is a TCP scan. It's not very stealthy. It's shows up a lot in the logs. And I'll demo that right now. Gives you the port, the state, which all of them are open, the protocol, TCP, and the service.
It gets the services just by mapping those to the
right. It gets the services by looking at Etsy services, but there's also an Nmap file called Nmap-services. What it does is it scans the ports and then matches those to its file, and all those have like it's like a database of all the services, the ports. We'll run it again and take a look at the logs. As you can see, it's telling you what port it's connecting to, what service is running, and it also has the identification of who's doing the port scanning and where it's coming from. The next flag is an Nmap minus S, capital S, localhost or target. What this is it's a TCP SYN scan. This technique is often referred to as a half-open scanning because you don't open a full TCP connection. In other words, you don't do three-way handshaking. It waits for SYNACK from destination. If SYNACK is received, then the port is open. If it's not, it's obviously closed. If reset is received, then the port is closed. Rather than ACK establish connection, it immediately resets to close the connection. This is scanning the same ports here, but if we look into the logs, we get connection from unknown. It can't determine who's port scanning. The next flag is a stealth fin. That's minus S capital F. The fin scan uses a bare fin packet as the probe. Used when SYN scanning is not stealthy enough. And some programs watch for SYN packets, such as SYNLogger and Courtney, just to name a few. We'll show that one. Yes, sir. It's been planned. I was going to put on some Bee Gees, this is the stealth scan. By the way, I don't have any extended logging on this machine, such as Abacus Sentry or anything like that. The conventional var log messages, the scanner won't show up. The next one's a Christmas scan. Christmas scan turns on the fin, urge, and push flags. That's done by a minus S capital X. Yeah, you don't get anything coming up in your var log messages. And the next one's a null scan. Null scan turns off all flags. Don't know. Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, this is Fyodor. He wrote Nmap, actually.
Scan, because you know you've got almost all the flags there, you know, kind of a Christmas packet type of deal. You don't have the you don't have a SYN packet in there, but or you don't have the SYN, but it's almost a Christmas packet.
All right.
Sorry. I just said it was, you're almost sending, you know, the Christmas packets, Christmas tree light segment packets where you have all the flags enabled. So that's just why I called it that. Sorry, this is kind of impromptu. I thought it was a radio scanning seminar. And someone just said, hey, dude, they have MMAP in that room. I thought I'd stop by.
Well, come on. Pull up a seat, man. Okay, the next one I'm going to show is the ping scanning. Ping scanning is used to determine what hosts are on a network or up. Sends an ICMP echo request to every machine on the network. Hosts that respond are up. I don't have a network up here, so it's only seeing my local computer here. It sees my one IP address, one host up, scan in 0 seconds. The next one is minus PT, capital PT. It's a TCP ping to determine what hosts are up. Instead of sending the ICMP echo request packets like in the previous one and waiting for a response, we send out a TCP ACK packets throughout the target network or to a single machine and then wait for responses to return. Hosts that are up should respond with a reset. To set the destination port, it's... NMAP minus PT and then whatever port you want to scan. The default port is 80, so we'll just leave it at 80. Those are from var log messages. The next scan is minus SU. This is a UDP scan. This method is used to determine which UDP ports are open on a host. Sends a 0-byte UDP packet to each port on the target machine. If we receive an ICMP port unreachable message, then the port is closed. The UDP scan takes considerably longer because of the kernel limitations for sending out ICMP error messages. This is defined in RFC 1812, section 4.3.2.8.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They ignore the RFC, that's why. They'll just send back an error response for every packet you send immediately with no rate limitations at all. It's beautiful for port scanning.
On Solaris, it takes considerably longer. Linux is, I think, 80 messages or 80 per 4 seconds, and Solaris is limited to about 2 messages per second. Some of the UDP services you may find are Cult of the Dead Cows, Back Orifice, Trivial FTP, NFS, SNMP,